All right. Welcome back to a new episode of the Let's Just Be Honest podcast. I am Mary.
And it is your girl, Lex. Hello, hello.
Hello. And we are back with this season's final episode.
Yes.
Whew. Has it been a long season for you?
Yeah. And no, I mean, hell, we still went over the number we said. So it don't really matter.
Okay, we're jumping into things. So with the never new episode like we've been trying to do, we can get into the honest moment of the week and just give a good moment, a bad moment from the last time we had an episode, to just say what's been going on with you. So I'll let you start first.
Oh, everything is everything. Okay. But not really. Bad moment. I would say this migration at work is giving me a headache. It is making my booty itch. Really? I'm it done. But hey. Okay. Whatever. Good moment. I don't even know, y'all. I'm just going to say, I am honestly going to say I have been remembering to let the first thing I do before grabbing my phone is still to be like, I'm grateful. Lord, I thank you. So I feel like that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's been working in my favor.
Well, that's a great thing.
Yes.
Let's see. So, bad. I hadn't really been feeling the best lately. I don't know. It's that time of year. I don't know. I just start to feel like stuck and I'm ready for like some type of change. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I said that last time, but I'm still in that process of trying to figure out why I have this feeling and something that I can do to kind of make this feeling go away. But on the good side, I'm just glad that summer is over for the kids and they're going back to school. Like, they can be out of the house. I don't gotta worry about summer camp. I can just let them go to school and we're gonna see how this work this school year. But I'm praying for a good school year, so I'm thankful about that, most importantly.
Praying for a good school year.
Yes. So with this being our last episode of the season, we're going to do it a little bit differently. Instead of having like a main topic, we're just going to kind of run through a lot of different hot topics and kind of just what we usually do for our trash talk segment. Like, it's going to be just that. So we're going to get into a few topics that we've been seeing that were trending online, either on Instagram, you know, in the Shade Room, or on Twitter. Just had people abuzz, people talking about it. So let's go ahead and jump into a few.
Well, just as I thought, trash.
Yes.
Baby, that trips me out
every time.
Because I can picture him saying that. Like, or picture her saying that. That face she made.
Every time. I love it.
Brother. Okay. Jumping out the gate first. Okay, so Growing Up Hip Hop, the show, I don't even know what channel this comes on.
WeTV. You know, I don't know the number name.
But I mostly watch it on demand anyways. But there apparently in this latest episode, our new episode coming up, this Brandon fella that's been around, I think he's been around since the first season.
Yeah, he was on
the first season. He's turning out to be a little fraud out here. Fraudulent.
I've been skeptical since the first episode, and I'm not gonna lie, I really haven't watched it like that since the first season, because I liked it the first season, even though he got into it with Reginae, but we all know how Reginae is. However, he did kind of start it with her.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I was gonna have to, you know, take her side that time. She was not wrong. It was him. So I feel like he was a little shady from jump. Like, it's like he come in trying to come with the BS so he could make a storyline or something, you know.
Yeah.
You've been shady. Yeah, like you messy from jump.
And see, what I don't understand how the clip portrayed it is, so him and Deb not really family?
No. You know, they had to kind of fix that. Really, I think they fixed it, you know, on the first season. Like, that's her godson. But it's not really...
Because I thought him really and old girl was like cousins, like the one with that wanted to get the boob job one season. Like,
no, they're not cousins. They're like, not really cousins. That was just kind of like, oh, my aunt took you in, so of course we're going to treat you like family. He came around when her son passed, so of course she kind of just took him in and treated her like her aunt, like, you know, because she had already lost a child. So you know how that, you know, she's trying to
feel that void. In a sense,
you know.
Yeah, and I did notice, like, that's what Tammy was saying on one season, the last episode I kind of saw, was just saying how Deb did move into, or did have that, start their relationship with him kind of fast after her son passed.
Because she was heartbroken.
Stood out was like that she said she even moved him into her deceased son's room.
Girl, no, she didn't.
Yeah, like,
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, Tammy was saying that really pissed Walker and the other brother off, because you know their brother had just passed. I think it, I don't know if it was some weeks or months, but either way it go, it was too soon for them.
Yeah, because
Tammy was saying that, you know, with him having passed so recently, they may have wanted to go and sit in that room and, you know, reminisce and things like that. She said they didn't have that time to do that, because soon after he passed, you move Brandon in the house and move Brandon into that room, and they kind of took offense to that.
Right.
So, you know, I thought, you know, honestly, thinking back to the first season, maybe my crazy ass missed the signs. I thought that they were actually family.
No, and so. I feel like he's shady, and he been shady from jump. And I always kind of felt like he was using Deb to me, you know, to try to get ahead. And like, even when he caught himself trying to coach, be a vocal coach for Zonique, I was like, what you trying to teach her?
Yeah.
What are and you now teaching? That I'm
thinking about it, like, it's called coming back. Like, first season, you're right, he did seem kind of sketchy, because the way he would talk to Johnny Blaze and the way he would talk to Zanique about that he done this, he done that.
Like, he knows so much. Like,
sir, I hadn't even heard of you before this
we
show.
We don't know still, you.
You're like, I still don't know who you are. Like, I'm really thinking now, like, but at first
we don't know you.
I didn't really think about it hard, because I was like, huh, where is he from? But I honestly thought that was her son. But now that it definitely makes sense.
You're shady. You've been shady. And Walker finna roll on you, because now you're trying to lie to me some you a firefighter. Big old damn. He ain't did number get bigger. Ain't no way he a firefighter.
Baby, no. Can't be no firefighter in that kind of shape.
Not in that shape.
They be serious about getting folks in shape.
You have to be in shape, shawty. You can't save lives like that.
No. I wouldn't want him coming.
I wouldn't trust you saving my life. We both dead.
Don't come rescue me.
Dead to the bed. That's it. We get to the bed. I don't trust you. You know what? Send the other one. Somebody help me.
Call the other district. Don't have him come. He's in the local area. Call the other one. Look for that.
Please help me. I'm dying.
But yeah, but Brandon is definitely trash, because I didn't understand. He definitely deserves to be in this trash talk, because I definitely don't understand his. What you doing? Like,
why would you use that lady like that, though? Because I feel like you knew that she had lost her son, and, you know, it's kind of like you kind of slithered in there knowing that she was in a vulnerable place. You know what I'm saying? And that she had them coins.
Yeah, very sad. But so, keeping it on the family topic,
we're
going to slide on over to this drama. Whew, I done seen this shit all over the shade. Well, not really the shade room, mostly like Gossip in the City. But it's talking about the whole drama behind the scenes with Bambi, Scrappy, and Erica. And from what I've gathered, like I said, this is from multiple times scrolling different blog sites, is that apparently there's been some communication where, allegedly, according to Bambi, where Erica has been being disrespectful to Scrappy and saying certain things. So Bambi, you know, of course, that's her husband. She finds it rude and disrespectful. So I think maybe she has, you know, stepped out of line and said something to Erica about it. But I know for sure, according to Erica that went online, she was saying that Bambi's mom is the one who said something disrespectful and rude to Imani.
Okay, yeah, I did see.
And was saying something that I think Imani called her or something like that, and I think she kind of got Imani got in trouble for reaching out to her mom or something to that nature. And I was just like, there's a lot going on.
It's a lot.
It's a lot going on.
I think I did try to watch a little bit of that live, but Erica, I could not watch the whole thing. But
yeah, I couldn't.
It was too much going on. And she kept getting up. And I was like, girl, what's going on? Like, it's too much. But I did see the part about her saying something about that Bambi mama had said something disrespectful about her kid, which... shouldn't nobody be saying anything disrespectful about a child in the first place.
Yeah.
Secondly, I did watch the one with Bambi saying that Erica sent the police to the folks' house.
What?
Yeah, she said that Erica sent the police over to their house while the kids were there, saying that Imani was there with like some of her friends, and Erica had sent the police over there. She didn't go into detail, I guess, about what the police wanted or whatever the case was. But she was saying how, you know, the kids' parents that were over, you know, the kids that were there, their parents were already skeptical about letting their kids come over there because of, you know, the Love and Hip Hop situation and the TV, you know, the drama already.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was like, we already was work, you know, having to work very hard for these kids' parents to even let them come over there, you know. And the kids are about to go, and the police have showed up because Erica done called the police over here. And I was like, what? Now, that I don't agree with.
Okay, so let me
because the kids were there, but I don't know why they were showing up. I don't know, was it for him or what exactly? And on that part I was a little confused because she didn't want enough detail, but I mean, you know, for the sake of the kids, you know, you need to be kind of careful, and you know, there's other people's kids there too.
Yeah,
you know, that ain't cool because of course that affects her and her friends. Because people, you know how other people's parents is? Oh, you can't go over there no more.
Yeah, when it's too much drama going on.
Yeah. And then, you know, be running off the girlfriends.
Yeah, I didn't hear about that part.
Yeah, that's what Bambi said.
No. I had wanted to see, so the question that I saw mainly connected to them or to this topic was just trying to see, is Bambi out of line? If she did actually say something to Erica, or if her mom said something to Erica or to the child, like, did that cross the line?
Now,
so how should something like that be handled?
I would say I believe her mom probably did. Just because from the way that Bambi was talking in the video that I saw, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't put it past her, because kind of towards the end of the video I was watching, she kept trying to be like, well, why wouldn't you want to communicate with, you know, the person that you're, you know, your kid's father, you know, to help, you know, make the transition easier or whatever. But I try to stay out of it, you know, type of thing. But it's like, I'm confused. But it's like, you know, she's like, well, you know, why wouldn't you want to do you want to be in it or not? Because Erica is saying that you're saying you don't want to talk.
Whoa.
Because, you know, Erica said that she said she didn't want to talk in her video. Erica is saying that she tried to invite her, you know, like where they could all sit down.
Uh-huh.
Have that communication to where, you know, like things like if he can't get her, can you go get her? You know, I can call
okay,
you.
Okay, I do remember her mentioning that part. Yeah, so, and that's what she said they hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah, so obviously you not as open to being in this stepmother role as you trying to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Vanbell posts pictures of Imani all day. Not mm-hmm. all day, but I've seen her post a couple pictures, you know, with Imani in them or just with yeah. Imani by herself. And I'm so, like, okay, so, you know, Bam is really embracing this hell.
It's Maybe a disconnect somewhere.
That was my case, but that ain't my case. So I'm like, okay, look at that. You know. But come to find out, that might not really be her case.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a disconnect somewhere.
Yeah.
Because
so how do you think would be, do you think there is a good way to resolve a disconnect like that?
Not if you don't want to talk, because nothing can be done if you don't want to talk. There's nowhere to go if ain't nobody talking. You know what I'm saying? Communication, yeah. that's we can't go nowhere if we ain't talking.
Yeah. Co-parenting is all definitely about because if
right, we can't yeah. stand here and stare at each other. That's not going to resolve anything.
Yeah.
So
you
if we
have to basically, you don't all have to communicate, but there has to be some type of open communication to where there's an understanding amongst everybody involved,
you right?
Know? Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's easier if everybody has fluid communication. It just makes it easier.
Yeah, and the big reason I think this topic is total trash is because. I mean, to me, I know people these days go to social media for everything, to vent, to get validation, whatever the case. Like, yeah, here's my situation I'm having with this person, so I'm gonna post this online so everybody can tell me why I'm right and that person wrong. You know, like,
that's true.
I'm not trying to really, you know, I think it's trash for the simple fact that Imani is not like a small girl.
No, like she said she's like 14.
Who's in grade school with kids who are on social media, who mm-hmm. follow the Shade Room, who follow Ball Alert and follow these blogs. So her family's business is being put out there to her classmates. And I think that's the part that makes this trash. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I understand y'all having this behind the scene drama, and I understand this may be for some ratings because I know Erica is back on Love and Hip Hop, I believe.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I understand that, but some things should really just take place behind the scenes. Like, people don't have to know the in and outs with you and your co-parenting situation. Like, even if Bambi is addressing it online, that's another reason for you to go to Scrappy and say, hey, look, I'm not trying to talk to the public about this. This is between me and you. Can you please tell your wife to not involve herself or not involve social media in our problems, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just think it should have been handled in a different way. But that's just me.
It's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Because the whole world know. You right. owe so 3 months of child support.
All of us.
And then you try to defend yourself. Tell us some all that. I'm only behind one butt. I am done. But anyway, whatever.
Okay.
If you say so.
But speaking of this family discord, so there's this clip I saw online of this family. I guess it was a family fighting at the Disney World.
That's supposed to be the happiest place on earth.
Girl, the folks were fighting. I think they were family, or some of them were family. Something like this.
I think it was family versus family.
Yes. Okay. So I did rewrite.
I think that's what it was.
Everybody was fine.
Girl.
But dude in the red shirt.
He was tearing them down.
He
was taking them
to everybody.
You hear me?
I don't know who the fuck team he was on, because he was hitting everybody.
He was on the team with that old lady who got up out the motor scooter.
And then
she fell out. Did you see her fall out? She tried to break the fight up. And then all you see was her layout, girl.
On her side.
The way she fell out. I was like, oh my God, is she all right?
That's why I said, ooh.
And that's
she didn't even get hit though.
Realized old girl knocked her over, and then
she
went
just
in.
Got knocked over. That's it. She didn't even get hit. She just got knocked over and just laid out with her arm out.
He was fucking pissed. Whoever knocked that girl that knocked his mama over got it.
The one who kept running back up, they trying to get mama back to the motor school, and she's still running up trying to fight. Girl, next thing you know, he done went in. I'm talking about told sister girl down, girl, the whole Disney world trying to get him off the girl.
That was the craziest video I have seen in a while. I'll just say in a while. Because, like I said, when I saw
it, I was done.
I was like, ooh, all these folks fight. I said, like you said, at Disney World, like, what the fuck you mad about at Disney World?
And for one thing, it costs too much for y'all to be up in there fight.
Right. To not go and have a good time.
To not go and have a good time. And you telling me I'm finna get put at after I paid all this much for these tickets?
Mm-mm.
Hotel and travel? Girl. I know you lie.
Then I gotta stand in line an hour to get on a ride. Like, you people don't understand.
Look, don't tell me I done paid for a quick pass, too. I done paid extra. I know you lying.
When you go to Disney World, you might as well start in the morning about 9, 10 o'clock as soon as they open. Because you're gonna be there a whole shift. Because you're gonna have to get there. If you want to ride five rides, that's 5 hours away unless you buy that easy pass.
Right. Unless you buy that
pass. You might as well lock yourself in for a 9-hour day. Might well work a little shift at Disneyland.
Okay. Don't let your kids be older because you're going to be there longer than the shift. So you're going to be there till the park closed if they old enough because they ain't going to be ready to go.
Maybe y'all better save up by that easy pass.
Girl, I was like, how dare y'all go out there and show y'all black asses right there?
I was so embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Trash. They already think we ain't got good sense and y'all go out there like that.
Giving us a bad look out here.
Ooh, the nerve.
The nerve.
But I ain't gonna lie, he told sister good up. I was... done.
I said he was whooping her like she was a dude.
Like she was a grown man. He did not care. He had them blacked out, son. He had to.
I feel so bad. But speaking of somebody feeling bad for their mama, I feel bad for the lady that fell in the chair. And I feel bad for Black China mama, little Miss Tokyo Tony.
You know what? I'm not sure how to feel.
I feel bad for little Tokyo.
I kind of feel bad for them both.
Okay.
I feel like that's a bit of dysfunction there.
I can see that.
You see what I'm saying? Because you saw how Black China got all in her mama's face.
And then here comes Tokyo Tony, so she came back.
But I feel like that's their dynamic. You see what I'm saying? It's a let's go back and forth thing they got going. And then her mama was all talking about a car. You took the car from me. What? A car? I know you ain't yelling up in here about no damn car.
Yeah, I think it to me, and like, this is strictly my opinion. Looking at that clip, plus looking at other past issues that they've had publicly broadcasted on social media, their relationship is very strange. Like, they get into these battles. Mm-hmm. Literally back and forth blow ups like they did on the clip on her show.
Mm-hmm.
But and they always, like, of course it's your family gonna come back, but they always come back and want to do something else together. I'm like, why don't y'all see y'all function better when y'all are apart? Like, it's nothing wrong with being apart from people, and when you see that when y'all are in close proximity, y'all have blow ups, y'all get into fights. Okay,
they ain't went to therapy yet.
So you can still be in each other's lives and have y'all separate, you know, little beef, like standing back. But I feel bad for the mom. Like I said, I kind of do now understand. I could feel bad for both because that's a weird situation, a real relationship to have with your mom. So I'm sure that takes like a toll on Black China, but I'm sure that does something to her emotionally, to where it's like, damn, why I gotta have this type of fucked up relationship with my mom. Like, I'm sure it started very young with maybe her mom depending on her for stuff. Because from what I've heard, you know, when Black China was a stripper and stuff, she was making pretty decent money. So maybe even back then, like, she was doing stuff for her mom. And her mom kind of, not depending on her, but kind of had used her as a leg up to do some other stuff that she wanted to do. Like, you know, Black China, my daughter, blah, blah, blah. So,
yeah.
I mean, if Black China wasn't her daughter, wouldn't nobody really be studying Tokyo, Tony?
And still ain't really.
No, I'm really not. She come up really on these clips, but she said she will not be on season two.
I feel like they need to go to therapy.
Yes.
How can y'all not have gone to therapy in all this time?
Yeah.
Cause Tokyo crazy. And I feel like Black China is touched. I feel like she crazy, but she like try to hold hers in.
Yeah,
because she didn't get so used to the spotlight, she know how to just hold it.
Yeah,
until you know she reach her point, but she still got a touch of that going on.
Yeah,
they need help. But her mama blew me when she got the time at the damn car. The car, what,
ma'am? Really?
I know that's not why you here right now.
Like, that's what you want?
Like, is that really why you here? Trying to cut the damn call on and tell her to go home. Shit. I don't know what's going on. Just if that's why she here, cut it on so she can go home. Because I'm sick of this.
But yeah, that's a very weird relationship to me. Like, I don't have that station or that network Zeus. Like, I hadn't downloaded it. I think it's an app.
Yeah.
I hadn't downloaded it. I just really been looking at clips online or on YouTube to just look at that show, but I want to tune in to that kind of show. Like, I'm not, other than like I catch up on Love and Hip Hop, and I might watch the reunion for like Real Housewives or some stuff like that. But those like quote unquote reality TV shows are really not.
Yeah,
like, it's like, I can't do me, it. It's more degrading. Like, it's not.
They not.
I'd rather focus on more realistic problems, like stuff that's really matter that happen. Or say, for example, like the whole like ASAP Rocky situation. Like, that's more something that I would be more tuned into, or I will read that article on that on the Shade Room faster than I really want to watch a clip from Black China show.
Yeah, because I ain't watching it.
Yeah, because I just feel like with the whole ASAP Rocky situation, like, I think that, of course, a lot of people been coming at him from what he said years ago.
Period.
And like people say, like, if we look back on everybody's past, like when everybody has tweeted or put a status up on Facebook, we have all kind of said some shit, kind of like, what the fuck was I talking about? You know, what did you think?
Yeah,
about?
But like, come on, son.
Hell, I was so lying. Like,
you ran it out though.
Right.
That was a bit extreme.
Yeah, so I mean, should we forgive him for what he said and feel, you know, feel remorse or feel bad for the situation he's going through now, or what you think?
No. No. The answer is no. No, sir. No. I feel like, here's the thing. When you get through with your situation, then you can be forgiven, but you kind of kicked yourself in the ass with this one, because you knew that was a sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of one of them things where you kind of got to learn your lesson and then come back from that. And then we'll accept you back.
Yeah. You and know? I can get with that. I can understand why. And what I was thinking was two things on it was just that, like I said, you know, people say stuff in the past. So I understand that he said that stuff, and it's kind of does make me look at him sideways. Then again, I do feel he's being served, like he's not getting the justice he deserves in Sweden in regards to his case, because the video shows, or it appears, that he was defending himself.
Yeah.
So I do feel that if I'm defending myself, I shouldn't be penalized. But going back to the matter, the real topic, what I was going to say was, now that he's gone through injustice, and he's seen how African Americans are treated by basically just the color of their skin.
Right.
He should come back over here and be like, y'all, you know, when I said such and such, and you know, mm-hmm. I fucked up. Like, he should come back backtracking like a summer bitch, like letting folks know, like, I did not mean to say that. I'm definitely down with Black Lives Matter now. Where do I sign?
Right.
I think he ought to be the activist on the same hand, on the other hand. Mm-hmm. Years ago, when Lil Wayne was asked about Black Lives Matter, he had a very similar response. Mm-hmm. Like ASAP Rocky, Lil Wayne was saying, they don't affect me. Like, Black Lives Matter, I don't got nothing to do with me. I don't feel discriminated against. I could sell out this arena with multicultural people. Like, he just said he didn't feel the Black Lives Matter. He don't feel, and I'm like, shit, well, how y'all forget what Lil Wayne said and y'all still supporting him?
Right.
Y'all trying to run back, you know, and quick to dig up these tweets with ASAP Rocky, like, or this interview rather. Like, mm-hmm. come on now, let's not. I know Lil Wayne is the GOAT, and I don't really know much about ASAP Rocky. I can't lie.
Right.
But, you know, the matter at hand is neither one of them were for the actual cause that is, you know, so important to many African Americans. Like,
right.
I think both of them ought to be held accountable for their lack of knowledge
right.
of the movement and for their lack of participation, because both of them have a following where they could have really made a difference. And their comments kind of did the opposite. It took away the light from that, because people are like, oh shit, Lil Wayne feel like that, maybe it's not such a big important, or
except
Rocky, you know, not for them, maybe it's not that big of a deal.
It takes something to happen for them to be like, wake up, like this happened in the ASAP Rocky, and not to say something is going to happen with Lil Wayne, but you know, Lil Wayne got sons too.
Yeah.
Well, look, they know Lil Wayne. Yeah, like he say, he sell out arenas. You know what I'm saying? He on the other side of the line with the unseasoned chicken. So, yeah. But these people don't know your kids like that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just as sure as fat meat greasy, you don't know what could happen when you're not around with your kids. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be, I ain't even gonna say he gonna be looking for nothing. But that don't mean people wouldn't want to stand up and, you know, be like, hey, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't make things matter to people when they don't.
True. Yeah.
At whatever point something may change your mind, you know, hey, we here. We ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to just come on back with an apology. And hopefully he can get out during this summer.
But you know, they say he was, facing 2 years, though, right?
Because
they said he was convicted.
Uh-huh. So I think they're going to try to work something else out. I think it's another step he has to go through.
Oh.
I need to kind of read more up on it, up to date, you know, articles on it. But I think he was going to try to, it was something else he had to go through before
determined,
what he was going to be doing. But like I said, he only got a few more months in the summertime, so he might well want to come on back now.
So if they let him, I don't think they are, though. If I'm being honest, because they're saying he's convicted, and they consider him a flight risk. That's why they weren't letting him out.
Yeah, they denied bail and all.
Right. So they're gonna try to do sentencing, and he's looking to get about 2 years.
Sad days. Well, I hope that works out for him. But we're gonna skip on over to get a little something lighter, lighten the mood up. So, like I said, it's a few more months in the summer. Everybody been having, you know, your summer been pretty decent so far, you would say? Or how's your summer been?
Girl, at work. Shit. Can't do no hot girl shit except be at work.
Okay. So, are you having a hot girl summer, you would say?
Girl. I feel like I'm having a slave girl summer. Okay. A working girl summer. That's okay. It.
Working hot girl.
Okay, that's it. Working. Well, I miss the days when we had summer break. I wish work had summer break.
Girl, you ain't lying. I was saying the same thing. I said, you know what? Jobs, if you work a full-time job, you should automatically get 2 extra weeks off.
Let me have a summer break. Why can't you have one?
Let me at least get 2 weeks.
That's what.
Be in y'all face.
Please. I want a break too.
Right. Shit. Because I really, to be honest, with parents, a summer is not a break because school is fucking free if your child goes to public school. School is fucking free besides the lunch if we have to pay for the lunch. Summer camp is a fucking beast. I mean, they charge and they out here taxing these
folks. I heard summer camp is like super high.
Girl, it's too fucking much. It almost ruined my hot girl summer, but I was out here. I wasn't being like I guess according to Meg, it's just living your best life. Ain't that what she said? Like, what did she say was the hot girl summer? I can't remember.
I mean, honestly, it's just getting your bag.
Well, I guess you're turning up, having fun.
The bag be depleted 5 minutes after it's deposited. Like, the bills be waiting at the door.
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah.
Soon as they hit.
Girl, but I guess in a way, I'm trying to live a high girl. So I'm just out here trying to live my best life. I took a little trip. I plan to take one more if I can get it in before the kids start school back. But I think I'm trying to have a little hot girl summer. Like, I ain't have no city girl summer. I ain't out here scamming no niggas or nothing. I ain't on that level just yet. But definitely having a hot girl summer, trying to, like you said, get to the bag, living my best life. Because hell, I've been working like a bitch too. So definitely understand.
Bees like that.
All right. Well, is there anything we didn't cover? Any topic that the people may want to hear that we didn't get to? Or we think we pretty good?
Well, I don't know. I think that may be it. Well, you know what? I still want to touch on just a little bit. Because I thought this was so funny. The R. Kelly girlfriend, that video they got on Shade Room. I think that was Shade Room.
Yeah.
That was so funny because the little videos they had posted, one of them, like, she had, like, 2 buns or something. And somebody was like, she looked like she's still 15. And I don't think she's grown up. And then, you know how she was posting, like, in her outfits and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You could tell sis has got a boob job and a booty job, too. And I want one. She look good. Ain't gonna lie. But still.
Girl. So one of their name is Azriel Clary.
Clary, yeah.
And then I'm trying to find
Jocelyn.
Yes. Okay. So I think Jocelyn that was her. Is the one her parents were looking for. She's the one who's mostly quiet in the interviews. Azriel, I don't like her little ass. And that's the one who made the video I think you're talking about.
Okay. Okay. Because, girl, she was calling herself dancing in her little fits, girl. I was like, okay, Kelly done got you a new body. That's why he wasn't paying child support.
Right.
He done got you a new body.
Girl, but see, those two girls, especially like the one Azriel, when she's very much seen brainwashed. Like the way she was in that video with Gayle King, the attitude she has, like, why would you have that type of attitude in a situation not even technically personally about you? I understand it's about someone you love, but she just has so much attitude. And like, Jocelyn was looking slick sad. Like, every time they do, like, when they do a live or something together, Jocelyn is usually like more reserved, just sitting there. But Azriel is like all in the camera, talking. Like, she don't let Jocelyn get number like 2 sentences in if that.
She wants the spotlight.
Yeah. So I think what she was in it for is finally going to pay off now that he may actually end up going to jail.
Maybe that's what she was in it for then.
Yep. She done wait this shit out.
Right, she waited it out. I guess she said, like, now is the time.
See? Let her have that fame, honey. She
let me at it.
She about need it, deserve it. Everything she done probably been through with them strange things that they say that man like to do.
Not the strange thing.
Girl, it's this book I read somebody put out about how she was one of the girls supposedly in the house where they said he had all these girls locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And like she was saying, like how he liked to do weird things. Like he's a creep.
Mm-mm.
But hey, you know, I don't know. Mm.
Yeah. It's too much. It's too much.
Too much.
And what, you're not one of his daughters supposed to be on Loving Growing Up Hip Hop. Girl, look, I don't even know how to say the baby.
No, girl. I just picked that up from her.
Cause she was on there crying. Cause you know they had the little clip on was it Shade Room Baby? And I hate to say it, she was crying and stuff, but her wig was bad. I'm sorry.
Ooh, I saw that. What did a gray wig?
Yeah, the wig was bad. Was horrible. And for her, go, folks. Y'all worried about her wig, and she up here crying.
Somebody said on Twitter, said, "Ooh, sis, I know your story real sad, but can I fix your wig?" I'm like, "Oh my god, y'all don't let nobody make it."
Look, I know you say it, and I'm with that, but I think we should try another wig. This wig ain't it.
I think one girl said, "Ooh, that wig is hurting my feelings more than her story."
Baby, that wig was not it, and I want to know why your mama let you go on there with that wig.
Well, you know her mama. Ooh. Her mama be, I think I read an article where, I don't really like her. She seemed fake to me.
She extra.
But I read an article where that she might be held in contempt of court for even mentioning their situation because it's in her and R. Kelly's agreement that she's not supposed to speak on it.
Who?
And the mama.
So what you mean?
They said that in her R. Kelly's situation, like their settlement, whatever they came into agreement with when it comes to her child support and her whatever he giving her a month, her payments
Him
and their situation. Like,
yeah, I thought he was broke.
Hell, I don't know. He been paying some, but she said they said that she might be held in contempt of court for even speaking on it. And that she could potentially serve a few years in jail herself if the judge agrees that she violated their agreement.
Mm.
So, baby, it's a lot of trash around there, too. It really
It seems that way.
Baby, it's a lot going on out here, y'all.
It seems that way, honey.
Too much. But let's end on a positive note to wrap the season up. Just to end on a positive note to get hold of people over until we come back.
Okay. Let's say positivity. Y'all, look, stay strong. Summer's almost over. But it's Leo season, so you know what I'm saying.
Folks got a birthday coming up.
Yes. Let's get with it. Let's get with it, Leo season. No, really, though. For positive, again, before you roll up and grab that phone, just remember to, you know, be grateful. Lord, I thank you. You know, little stuff. It don't take a whole lot. Just be grateful. It counts. It matters. That's it. That's the one.
I feel that one.
Yes.
Well. Let's see, positivity to share with you all. Kind of just going back to one that we've said before. I think we were talking about the relationship episodes, but just self-care. Like, let's not forget this summer. It's all about hot girl summer, city girl summer, if you're into scamming these niggas. But whatever summer you have, just be sure to take you a few minutes, few hours, a day if you can, a weekend if you have the privilege, to just feel into yourself. Like, what I've really discovered this last week, because I've had some rough moments, like I haven't been feeling very well, but just taking even a day off from work, like my kids were at summer camp. I tried to make it to work. I just couldn't. I was feeling bad. But after I left the doctor, I came home and just lay out. And just being by myself kind of recharged me a little bit. Like, I didn't respond to texts. I kind of went ghost. And I was just by myself. And it kind of recharged me for the next day. Even though I still wasn't feeling better, I kind of had a little more oomph to push through a little more. So sometimes we just need to take a step back, maybe disconnect, you know, try to, you know, just focus on you and what you want to have or prosper in your next phase in life. And, you know, just speak that over yourself. I think, you know, self-affirmations is good too, and it's a part of self-care as well. So, you know, get you about 2 or 3 affirmations to speak over yourself every day. I got about 10 of them. So get you about 2 or 3 to start off with, you know, telling yourself what you are, and move, you know, move forward with that. Move in light and love moving forward.
Yes.
Well, we'll see y'all next season. We'll be back soon.
Yes, it won't be a long time, y'all. Yeah, we just, you know, just a little break, small break.
Dip off for a little second. Self-care out here.
Self-care. That's it. That's it.
All right.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.